Rome Lake resident Jennifer Hopkins is holding a book drive to raise awareness around sexual assault after six students from Acevania High School, English, came forward with alleged cases of sexual violence. In late March, students and parents gathered outside of the school to shine light on claims of sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, and bullying that the students reportedly experienced at the school, and to denounce the UTSB for its lack of action. At the time, chairman for the Eastern Township School Board, Michael Murray, said that the ETSB takes the allegations seriously and that they have a strict protocol set in place when a complaint is submitted to the school board. Following the demonstration in March, the Sûreté du Québec launched an investigation, and according to other media outlets, Quebec's Crown Prosecutor's Office confirmed a minor has been arrested and charged in the case. The charges include harassment, assault, forcible confinement, four counts of attempted sexual assault, and three counts of sexual interference. CIDI reached out to the Sûreté du Québec to confirm that there has been an arrest, but we did not hear back for press time. The Eastern Township School Board did confirm, however, that the student is no longer at the school and is being provided with home services. Witnessing what is taking place in her community, and as a mother of a sexual assault victim, Hopkins emphasized that parents can no longer shy away from the reality, and that there needs to be more open dialogue with children on consent, body autonomy, and on other important topics of discussion. She says that books are a great way to open that dialogue and to present these discussions in a comfortable manner. Good day, listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Jennifer, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for stopping by CIDI and for chatting with us about your book drives that you have been coordinating here in our local community. I really appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jennifer, you're a local resident here in the town of Rome Lake, and you are presently coordinating a book drive here in our community to raise awareness around sexual assault. Before we get into that a little bit more, this is actually your second book drive. You did another one before this, right? And it was a success, from my understanding.
Yeah, it was. I think it was almost 3 years ago. It doesn't feel that long, but I think it was almost 3 years ago. It was after the George Floyd murders and all the BLM protests. And my daughter, even though she was quite young at the time, saw a little bit on the news, passing through the living room, and at home we have open discussions about this sort of thing, and it is difficult to talk about with children.
Yes.
But I think safeguarding them against what's out there in the world isn't helpful. So I was just trying to think of different ways we can help children understand what's going on in the world, and not to scare them, but just in a age-appropriate books about diversity. We live in a community that is predominantly white.
Yes.
And children aren't exposed to cultural diversity very much and different ethnicities. So I decided to do a book drive, and I curated a list. I think at the time it was maybe about 30 books, ranging from explaining Black Lives Matter to residential schools, history in Canada. It was all over the place. What activism is, LGBTQ rights, and it was geared for, I think, books that were for 4-year-olds up to 14-year-olds.
Okay.
And I worked with Brome Lake Books, and they were kind enough to take my scattered list and help me ask the community to help sponsor a book. So the community could go in, anyone from the community, purchase a book. And after the book drive, at the end of the book drive, I delivered all the books to Knowlton Academy.
Okay.
So that was the first one. And now I started another one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Now let's get into your current initiative a little bit more. From my understanding, because I follow all of your updates on Facebook regarding your book drives, this book drive was something that the community was actually asking for, a book to raise awareness around sexual assault.
It was driven by the fact that for the past few years, my family and I have been going through something quite serious. And to speak to my daughter about consent and letting her know to use her voice, and that it's okay to say what your boundaries are, and that no means no, and even if that's from someone wanting to take your toy away from you.
Yeah.
That's how it started. And due to frustration and anger and sadness at what my family went through, I wanted to turn it into something positive. And it was sparked even more from watching what happened at Massey Vanier. in the last couple months with six girls coming forward and alleging sexual assault at the school, and how the school board didn't do much to protect these girls. So April was also sexual assault awareness month. So I thought, let's do something positive and help educate children to understand what consent is for 4-year-olds all the way up to 14-year-olds. And so I spoke with Broom Lake Books again and curated a list, and that's how it got started.
You know, in the past, like when I was a little girl, like I don't remember these books on these, you know, big societal topics and issues that are happening now. Like, they weren't that accessible, but I'm really glad to hear that there's more out there now to raise awareness on these topics.
I think I'm 47, so there definitely wasn't books about that. I think it's quite amazing how many books are out there to help facilitate these conversations, be it for parents to help parents facilitate it with their children, teachers. Our teachers are so overwhelmed and pulled in so many different directions and have to get their curriculum in and have only so many hours in a day. And we can't really leave it up to teachers to teach this.
No.
But it is one place where all kids are, that they can be taught. And in 2017, the Quebec government started giving money to school boards to introduce and teach sex education and consent and all these things.
Okay.
And you can find that on the government website. There is a lot of literature out there to help teachers and parents. So I thought I would try to make it a little easier by putting together a book list. One of the books is called Don't Hug Doug. They're child friendly. And I've used them to help teach my daughter. And I just thought they could be helpful tools. And they're there. And if the community can help, all the better.
And like you said, you brought up a really great point that teachers have their subject. They have their expectations on them, and that these aren't always included in the curriculum, and it can be really hard for them to weave that into their classroom.
As uncomfortable as it is to think that we have to talk to children in primary schools about sexual assault and consent and understanding these things, it is very uncomfortable. I get it. I'm a parent of a 10-year-old.
Even as adults, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. But I think if we can inform them and give them a framework and a voice and understand this on a very kind of innocent level, like, oh, I'm allowed to say no, and that's okay. And to use examples that are child friendly. And no one wants to think that sexual assaults are happening at private schools. I get it, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
So we either ignore it and it continues to happen, and then it gets transferred to the high school level and it continues to happen there, or we start to help children at a younger age face the uncomfortable reality that this is happening and help children learn about it in a really, a really comforting way. Like, these books aren't scary.
No.
And in light of the Me Too movement, this is our reality, and we have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And not dealing with it simply exacerbates the problem. And more girls feel shame, and more girls sit with that. And one thing that I've found over the past month or two, actually the past couple of years, with what my family's been dealing with every woman, friend, family member, neighbor, everyone that I've talked to has a story. We all have stories.
Even men.
And to share this removes the shame. No one has to talk about their story, but if it helps someone hearing someone else's story and it helps them remove some of that shame that they might be living with, let's do it. It makes for a more productive, healthy society, healthy children, respectful children. So I think it's necessary.
Yeah. It introduces proper behavior and body autonomy and all these topics to children, just so that they can develop into the best citizen they can be, essentially, moving forward, and know how to properly go about asking for consent, understanding what consent is.
I think it's also part of the responsibility of the parents. The schools can facilitate and help, but it's also the responsibility of the community, because we're a community that wants to have a safe and healthy community. So to be able to foster educational tools to help raise respectful human beings in the world that understand boundaries and autonomy and consent, there's no downside to this. If it helps one kid, then it's worth it.
What are your hopes moving forward when it comes to raising more awareness around these sensitive topics? Not just sexual assault. There's so many things happening in our world now.
Mm-hmm.
What are your hopes moving forward with this for our children and students? Do you think that these issues like sexual assault are addressed enough? Do you think they need to be further addressed? Do they need to be made part of the curriculum?
They definitely need to be made part of the curriculum. And I know that the principal, the new principal at Knowlton Academy, is very open and an amazing guy that is looking into this to help facilitate. What are my hopes? I hope that girls' voices are heard and respected. I hope to remove some of the shame around sexual assault. I hope that it's a topic that we can discuss as freely as we discuss bullying.
Mm-hmm.
We all come out and say bullying is bad and it's terrible, and no one is really embarrassed to say, I was bullied. I hope the school board really takes a moment to sit back and think about what's happened over the past few years and how they could have dealt with it differently. There are a lot of uncomfortable things in the world, but it's not our job to hide them.
They're going to face them no matter what eventually in their adulthood.
And with sexual assault, the majority of people that are sexually assaulted are minors. So we are trying to speak to the population that is most affected. And that might be, like I said, uncomfortable to admit, but it's true. My child was 7 when this happened. And my husband and I raised our daughter to call her body parts the right names. And we did everything we thought we could do. It still happened. So I don't know. It needs to be more of a dialogue and helping one another. And I know that there's some people in the community that have said that they don't support this.
The book drive.
That it's political. In my opinion, the only thing about it being political is someone saying that it's political. it's books. It's children's books on respecting others and respecting their bodies and knowing how to say no. I'm sure there are parents that are uncomfortable with the idea that there are books about sexual assault in the school. They don't have to read them. They don't have to read them to their children, but if they gave them a chance and looked at them, you know, like, can I give you a squish is not a scary book. Don't hug Doug is just for 4-year-olds to understand that they need to ask permission when they touch someone.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's hugging their friend, and these things hopefully will help them as they mature into teens and young adults.
Not shying away from the conversation anymore.
No, I refuse. Well, the thing is, for us, we had to deal with it head on. There was no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say with 100% sincerity, it was not comfortable. It was not comfortable going to the police station. It was not comfortable going to lawyers, but it was the reality, and we did everything we could to protect our child. One thing that we need to do is help protect others. And my daughter was very brave for being 7 years old. And one of the things we told her was speaking to the police, because that was very scary for her. Speaking to the police would help protect other girls, possibly. And I could see when I said that to her standing outside the police station that a light went into her eyes of, oh, this could help other girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then she grabbed onto that, like, I can do this. So it was very disheartening over a month ago when she found out that this happened again. And she asked me, Mama, I thought I was protecting other girls. And we said to her, but you did your job. You were brave and strong. And you did everything you could.
Mm-hmm.
And we did everything we could. A few other people dropped the ball. And that's their fault, not ours. So kids are dealing with this, whether we like it or not.
Shying away from it is not going to make the problem go away.
No, it's going to stuff it further down into a little girl or a little boy's gut,
yeah,
and make them live with that discomfort, that shame, or not know, was that wrong, what that person did? I don't feel comfortable. I don't know what happened. If we give them the tools to be able to speak freely about something to someone they trust, then maybe we can help. And we can also help possible perpetrators learning at a young age that, oh, I'm not allowed to touch that person that way. Like I said, if it can help one kid, it's not a lot of money, right? It's a book. Some books are $7 mm-hmm. on the list. Some books are $33 on the list. Mm-hmm. And I am asking the community to buy two copies of each book if they can. They don't have to, because we're going to give half to Knowlton Academy, and the second copy is to Waterloo Elementary.
Great.
Or whatever school might need them. If they already have the copies, we'll send them to the next school.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. If like a school like was looking into having a book drive with you, if they could request it with you, if they could request.
We could try for sure. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I don't, my child goes to Knowlton Academy, so yeah. That's where I said in the books, mm-hmm. but I thought this time if we can, we can hit reach another school. I would love to be able to say, let's get 10 copies of each and take them to Bedford and Dunham or wherever the schools are. But we're starting with this, and maybe we can grow and move to more schools.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to ask you, is if you planned on continuing doing other book drives in the future, if another relevant topic of discussion comes up, is that something that you might take on again in the future?
I would like to. I think books, I mean, they're encouraging kids to read, and book, it's an easy way to help. I guess there's always, yeah, I would do another book drive. I would like to do a book drive on LGBTQ.
Which is not something often discussed here in our little community.
No, it's not. And again, uncomfortable or not, there are LGBTQ kids and teens mm-hmm. and parents mm-hmm. and whether you think it's right or think it's wrong, I don't really care. It is our reality.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to teach children that they can love themselves, mm-hmm. regardless of their sexual orientation, mm-hmm. their gender, anything.
It takes a community to build a community.
Exactly. And we ultimately all want a respectful, loving, supportive community. And this is just one small step mm-hmm. to hopefully facilitate that.
Yes, exactly. That building block for our children. And
yeah, exactly.
Well, I wasn't sure if there's anything else you wanted to mention, Jennifer. Maybe for those who are interested in supporting the book drive, do they just call Broom Lake Books? Do they just reach out to them and then they let them know what book they might be interested in sponsoring?
Yeah, I'm not very good. As some of you know, I make furniture, but I can't make an Excel sheet. I have given the book list to Broom Lake Books. And we are checking off the ones that have been bought. I haven't updated it in a couple days, so I know, but last time I checked, there were quite a few bought, but there's still some. And if you want to participate and that book has already been bought, you can buy another copy and we can send it to a different school.
Yeah.
So you can, I would say you could call Broom Lake Books or go on their website, but it's almost easier to pop in because they have the physical hard copy, the list of books there. I know friends and family have e-transferred me money and I've gone down and bought it for them, but I obviously strangers don't want to e-transfer me cash. So Broom Lake Books, they can go speak with Lucy. And she has the list. I think that's the easiest way. I mean, you can check online. I'm not sure if they have the list online, but I have it on my Facebook page as well, my personal Facebook page. And it's also on Knowlton.com.
Was there anything else you wanted to add, Jennifer, regarding the book drive that you think would be important to mention or to bring up for our listeners?
I just, as a parent going through this with a child, now it's been a few years, but one thing that really struck me and was significant was that children don't automatically feel shame when this happens. We introduce the shame. We introduce the secrecy mm-hmm. and keeping it hush hush and don't talk about it to your friends. Don't talk about it to anyone. No one's allowed to know this. That introduces the shame. And for a child, they're just like, to them, something bad happened and they need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to make this uncomfortable conversation comfortable for children. Because if we can remove a little bit of the shame around this, then victims or children that are at risk might step forward before it's too late. That's my goal.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for speaking with us. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I didn't know how else to get into the community.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.